This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Join us today as the Fellowship's Talia Eckstein shares with us an important story about the Fellowship's Winter Warmth Program.
Alexander was 11 when his family fled the Ukraine to escape the approaching Nazi army. The Soviet Union moved its industrial efforts eastward. He remembers the tears when they boarded the train. Nobody really had any idea of the fate that awaited them, Alexander said. In the mountains of Kazakhstan, they endured winters in a cabin without heat and survived on beets and potatoes. After the war, the family returned to Ukraine and found just three of Alexander's 14 aunts and uncles still alive. Alexander earned a degree in engineering, worked in manufacturing, married, and had two children. When Alexander retired in 1995, the family left everything behind and moved to Israel. He said, "We just knew that Israel is the only place where Jews can be free." In 2001, Alexander's daughter was killed in a home fire, leaving behind a 9-year-old son to be raised by his grandparents. In 2006, Alexander's wife and his best friend passed away. His son left Israel in 2009 for a job in Canada. These days, Alexander is very sick and rarely leaves his home, and he struggles to pay for rent, utilities, food, and medicine from his meager pension. This winter, FirZion's Winter Warmth Program allows Alexander to heat his home. "It's a gift from God," says Alexander. "Thanks to FirZion's donors, I'll be able to stay warm this winter. God bless you." This is Talia Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join the fun at our new Holy Land Moments website for kids when you go to holylandmoments.ca.